From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants overwhelm Croatia. Leaders in Croatia have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Dimitris Avramopoulos is European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
Croatia is the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Gilbert Diendere told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased, and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Burkina Faso is scheduled to hold parliamentary and presidential elections on October 11th. That date is now in limbo. Chilean officials say the death toll rose to 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that triggered a widespread tsunami warning. The earthquake was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. In South Sudan, officials say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded. It ended up incinerating those who were trying to siphon out the fuel. The death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of many victims' injuries. This is VOA News.